France is America's longest standing ally. They helped us basically win the revolution. But we're two friends who don't really understand each other, Matthew Brumley.
Oh, oui. I was with my wife, Ed, in Paris not long ago. We were in the metro system, and we observed an interaction between an American man and a French woman. It went a little bit like this. The American was trying to purchase metro tickets from the French woman, and he said, "I'd like metro tickets, please." And she looked at him very quietly, said, "Bonjour." And the American man repeated, "I want metro tickets, please." And he said it louder this time. And again, she just looked at him and very beautifully said, "Bonjour." And again, once again, he got even louder. And now he was getting very upset. And he said, "I want metro tickets, please." And she would not give him his metro tickets until he greeted her and said, "Good morning, bonjour." And really just, recognized that she was there and human. And it just summarized the relationship. She walked away from that experience thinking he was very rude, a very rude American. He walked away from the experience thinking, oh my God, this is the rudest experience I've had in Europe ever.
So let's break this down. What went wrong, step by step? What were the problems with this conversation?
Well, first of all, the French are very polite, and they like to be greeted. So whenever you go into a French store or French cafe, even if you aren't buying something, you should always walk into the store and say good morning or good afternoon, so bonjour or bonsoir.
Which he didn't do. He just placed his order.
And then after that, you should walk away. And again, even if you haven't purchased anything, you should always say merci au revoir. So you would say thank you and goodbye.
And as we saw in the interaction at the ticket counter, it can make or break your experience.
Absolutely. So it's very important to understand the French before you go. In France, you don't smile, at least so broadly, at strangers unless you know them. I mean, it's kind of looked upon as either you're a little bit crazy or insincere.
That's a hard habit to break because it comes so naturally to so many people to kind of begin with a smile or a friendly look. And it can be rather off-putting.
That's right. The best way to interact with a French person when you're in France is, first of all, learn 10 key words. So you should always learn the most important words and use them liberally.
This is a lot to keep straight in my head. Is there like an Emily Post of French etiquette or some sort of reference material I can look at?
Well, my favorite book, Ed, is a book called French or Faux. So if you're planning on going to France for a little while, you might want to read that. It basically breaks down the relationship between the French and the Americans and would help you to understand the smaller cultural things that kind of go missing sometimes that would be of great assistance to you before you leave.
But I shouldn't feel like I'm walking on eggshells either, because it's kind of a stereotype that the French don't like Americans.
The French adore Americans. They like Americans very much. What they don't like is the Americanization of France. They don't like, of course, a lot of the fast food establishments moving in and that sort of thing. But they do like Americans. And I think that if you just learn some key words and travel with a bit of humility, you will have an absolutely wonderful time.
All right. Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he joins us every week at this time to talk about travel. You can learn more about France, about visiting France, about not walking on eggshells in France. It's all on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.